And, of course, it is your Mountain of Rock, Q94. Joining me, head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Jansen Ackland. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Gary. How you doing?
I'm doing good. This, you know, much better weather, and I'm definitely, you know, welcoming that with open arms. My goodness, that, you know, in all my years, that's got to be the hottest football game ever. You know, I had some people saying, well, when we went to Hogan Prep on a Saturday, I think last Friday was hotter than that.
I agree with you. I was actually a freshman at that Hogan Prep game, and you know, that was pretty hot that day, but I don't think it compares to what we dealt with last Friday. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, week one, the opponent, Stratford Indians, a good, solid ball club. They got lots of speed. They got some good skill players. It was, you know, up until the fourth quarter, I mean, it was just nip and tuck. Take us through it with what you saw and, you know, absorbed week one.
Yeah, I think there were definitely some factors that played into week one that were out of our control, but no excuses from us. We weren't the better team that night, and we learned from it, and we put it behind us. I mean, we watched on film, and we had so many chances to take control of it. We just didn't execute. I mean, in the red zone, we were 1-for-4. We didn't cause any turnovers. They caused 2, and they had more explosive plays than us, so you're just not going to win close games if you don't win those battles. So no excuses from us, but, you know, we've moved on. We've learned from it. So We're ready for Adrian tonight.
Well, and you know, the thing that I take out of last week is players got forced to get some experience, you know, and that's huge. I mean, you hate it for the outcome, but yet, you know, you got to find the positive side of things, and that is one really big one, I think. How about you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we had a lot of young guys starting in the first place that had never been on the field, and then we dealt with cramps and, you know, a couple injuries, and some guys that weren't even getting reps last week with us, they were thrown in there, and they did a great job. So We're excited to see all those guys keep improving and keep building on that every week. You know, that's the ultimate goal, is to have those guys ready for district time. So.
Yeah, create that depth, man. And the only way it can be created is getting out there and getting a dose of it.
For sure.
So now the JV, before we go to talking, looking at Adrian, JV got a little bit of redemption for you, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. They went right back to Stratford Monday, and they played awesome. Got a huge win, 50-0 over Stratford. So. You know, that left a good taste in our mouth after what happened last week. So we're really proud of those guys, the way they performed on Monday.
Well, tonight it's a home game, and Adrian is coming to town. Adrian played for a state championship last year in Class 1. It didn't quite, you know, go the way they had hoped, but still, you know, they made it there. What are you seeing out of this Adrian team?
Well, they have their All-State, first-team All-State running back in Hunter Bailey, number 22, runs the ball really hard. He's a hard-nosed, old-school type running back, and they definitely want to give him, you know, upwards of 30 carries a night. So we have to make sure we shut him down, or he's going to scamper all over us, just like he did through the playoffs last year. And they have their quarterback, Colton Miller. He's a junior. He played really well as a sophomore last year, and he played really well in week one, had a long rushing touchdown and threw the ball well even. And then they have some linemen back, number 53 and number 55 are both, I think they're their two best. They're pretty hard-nosed guys. Number 44, number 10, number 34 all started last year as skill players, and number 57 and 77 are both back. And there's some big players that are looking to lay down our front line. So, you know, they're just an old-school, hard-nosed power football team. I mean, it's SCA football to us, so We just got to make sure we can't let them, you know, beat us in the physicality part of the game.
Well, this leading up to it this week, leading up to tonight's contest, pretty good week of practice.
Yeah, much better. We were on schedule. You know, we didn't have to wait until 4:30 one day and 5:30 one day to start because of the heat index. So you know, it's just back in a routine, and I feel like the kids are, you know, they're just more comfortable with how everything went this week. So we're pretty excited, you know, to get everything started tonight on our home field.
Well, it's, you know, it should be a great home crowd tonight, and it's, you know, there's nothing like a home game. Or what was that, you know, Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. But so overall health, everybody pretty healthy coming into week two?
Yeah, we lost one of our starting defensive linemen in practice yesterday. Kenyon Walls hurt his shoulder, so he's a little banged up. We're hoping he'll be back next week, but we won't have him tonight. And other than that, we've got everybody back this week, so you know, we're pretty excited about that.
Hey, that's good stuff. Hey, the game will air on the Fox 96.9, also live video streamed as well. And there's a tab where you can find that at OzarkRadioNews.com. Just go to the webpage. It's right up top. Click on it, and it'll take you right to the live video stream. So, you know, feeding the boys, that's a big chore right there, and you got to feed these hungry Eagles. You got some folks stepping up and making sure the boys eat every Friday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we do. We appreciate everybody that pitches in to help us out.
It's a big deal, and, of course, you know, there's nothing like high school football as well. And everybody, again, head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Coach Ackland. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gary.